The fight is done. We lost.
I've been waiting for you, Obi-Wan. We meet again at last.
This is Waiting for Obi, a Star Wars podcast.
Well, I hope it doesn't take too long. I have work to do.
Join us as we explore the stories told in a galaxy far, far away, providing narrative context and reactions to Star Wars on Disney Plus and beyond.
Hello there.
And now, Waiting for Obi, with your hosts, Jason and Kim.
Kim!
Jason!
We're back for a special episode of Waiting for Obi, because you know what?
Because we got a trailer.
Because we're not going to be waiting for Obi much longer.
I know! I'll be totally honest, I really thought this journey would take a lot longer. I do not think we should change our name, though.
That is a question that has been asked of me multiple times. And I totally agree. I think Waiting for Obi just maybe we'll just wait for him again to come back. We'll wait for him over and over again.
I'll be like, when they announced it, I really thought that we would be waiting longer for the show and that we would have some other content more than just a couple of shows. Because honestly, we've only had a couple of shows come out since then.
Yeah, and I believe Andor filmed before Obi did, so I'm shocked that one has been pushed later unless something happened with they wanted to rework it or they just Obi was so good. I mean, I do feel like the way they're treating the Obi-Wan miniseries, that they're they know they have something good on their hands.
I mean, yes. I am a girl who talks a lot, and I was just geeked out, almost speechless when I saw the trailer.
Yeah.
They've done a very... Now, we know that Star Wars loves to put trailers together and make them look nothing like what the actual show turns out to be, but even with what I'm seeing, they're doing a really good job on the show.
For sure. But before we jump into our kind of, I guess, preview of Obi-Wan Kenobi, there has been a fair bit of Disney Plus news and or rumors that have surfaced, none of which I've written down, but I'm going to try to remember everything Kim has sent me. To spark our reminder.
Well, I'm trying. Well, thank goodness that, you know, that's on a platform that you can look up again. I was trying to look to make sure that we get the date of the series correctly, but we may have to do that on the fly a little bit.
May 25th?
Well, that I know, but like, I know that some of the other...
Oh.
We got a couple more things hitting us this year. But,
oh, yeah.
I'll be honest, that there's one in particular, this is the one that I'm geeked out about the most.
Yeah, forget it. After this, we'll start thinking about the other stuff, but for right now.
Okay.
So news roundup. I know we heard that the next season of The Bad Batch, we believe, has been pushed to 2023 for whatever reason.
It has.
That's a bit sad.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed in that, but I did. And it was... I think you and I had even talked before that this seemed very ambitious, that they were going to release as many Star Wars series as it appeared that they were going to in 2022. I mean, it was like, woo. And then I also see them churning out Marvel stuff at an incredibly fast pace as well. So I'm not terribly surprised that something got bumped. And I mean, I guess of all the things, like I'm okay with Bad Batch having to wait on that another till 2023.
For sure. That's okay. We'll live. We have heard that our friend Hayden Christensen will be showing up in more than just Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
Or at least, was that a rumor or confirmed? Do we know yet?
This is that it is confirmed that he is returning to as Anakin. Blah, 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 blah. He is returning as Anakin in the Ahsoka series. This was published by Nerdist.com. Not our friend Amy, but a different author for the Nerdist. But it basically starts with the internet broke in half last week. half last winter. Just when he was, but it's also that he will once more play Anakin in the series. Nobody knows what he's playing, so there's definitely, it may be a Force ghost. Maybe flashbacks. So I don't know.
I would love to see him as a Force ghost talking to a live Ahsoka? Because we've never seen, I mean, all we've seen is animated Anakin and Ahsoka together. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like that kind of weird tingly feeling when we saw Anakin and, sorry, not Anakin, Ahsoka and Luke together.
Right.
In the Book of Fett. Yep. I think that would just be a cool moment to see live action, to see Hayden Christensen's Anakin Skywalker, an older, more seasoned version of him talking to a, kind of an older live action Ahsoka. That'd be really neat. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it could be flashbacks. Could be, you know, they could cast a very young Ahsoka to do a live action flashbacks, or could be a Vader thing. You know.
Yeah. So he's going to be there in what capacity? I have a feeling that I'm surprised that they announced that he would be back because they really, really, really like to keep things like that. And they've done an excellent job of keeping certain characters who are going to appear in series or cameos that are going to be in a series. They've done a really good job of keeping those incredibly, incredibly hush hush. We had no idea of Cad Bane was coming. We had no idea Ahsoka was coming. We had no idea Boba was coming.
We had no idea Luke was coming.
Right.
Oh, yeah, we probably should have prefaced this episode with a spoiler alert.
Oh.
We're going to talk about stuff that's happened on Disney Plus. Okay, you've been warned.
If you didn't know that those things happened, then you weren't connected to the internet. I'm just saying. I feel true. Like we didn't ruin that for anybody. I feel like the rest of the internet did. I'm gonna stick with that. A fun one that Jason was not near as excited about as I was is because Jason's never watched this trilogy. Send your hate mail to jason@waitingforobi.com. Christopher Lloyd is rumored to be joining the cast of Mandalorian season 3. Christopher Lloyd is probably most famously known for portraying just this, you know, this little scientist guy in this, you know, barely known trilogy called Back to the Future.
Never
he also
heard of it.
Played Fester Adams and the Adams family. Maybe you're more familiar with that one.
I'm actually probably am.
The Back to the Future trilogy is probably my second favorite trilogy. I love Back to the Future. So no idea what kind of character he's going to play. I mean, he typically kind of plays crazy old guys. So that seems to be his niche. So my guess is that it'll be something like that. And do we get him for one episode? Do we get him for 5 minutes? I don't know. It's just that he is reported to be in Mandalorian season 3.
I like that.
I was very excited about that.
I love they put these. I mean, it's just kind of like Pelly, the hanger person.
Oh yeah. Pelly. I like to call her that.
Just those kind of characters, like right next to like the stoic Mandalorian, mm-hmm. is always such a neat, interesting juxtaposition they tend to do quite often. So, you know, I could see a crazy, you know, scientist or, I mean, that's too on the nose.
I feel like he would have also been a really good version of the character, the Twi'lek guy. Is that what he was? That was the assistant to the mayor.
The majordomo?
The majordomo. He could have also played the majordomo pretty well. He would have been a little kookier, but I like Christopher Lloyd. He's a fun
maybe
guy.
He could be some sort of like, maybe he'll be pursuing him. Maybe he'll be some sort of old Imperial Ooh. Officer that is just nuts.
I would like him to be some like crazy. He'll be some dealer or some. Maybe he's the one that'll train Din in with the with the black saber or with the dark saber. I see him more as an antiquities dealer who tries to get the black saber, dark saber. Why don't you call it a black saber?
I mean, the Empire was interested in Grogu for his DNA or his blood or whatever it was. So mm-hmm. maybe they'll revisit that idea and he could be on the cloning side or whatever, you know, the remnants of Palpatine has planned.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I don't know. So I'm excited. I almost would have preferred to have been, I don't know. Now I kind of, Kim, who doesn't like to be spoiled, almost kind of likes the idea of don't tell me till they're on the screen now, because we've had such good surprise cameos and stuff in so many of these shows. But now I know, you know, the show that we're all excited for, the issue of Entertainment Weekly that has Ewan McGregor on the cover in Obi-Wan goodness, is I have seen people pick have very recently in the last week have been finding that, you know, at your local place you buy magazines. I don't even know where people buy magazines anymore. We live in such a digital age. The physical magazine, this is the last, the way that I'm reading this and understanding it, this is the last printed Entertainment Weekly that they're going to have. So it's cool. And there are some really cool, I think we shared, yes, we did share this onto our Facebook page. So there are some, there's just a handful of pictures, scenes from some of the recording of the series. So you get introduced to a couple of other characters that are in it. But let's be honest, we were all just here to see Ewan McGregor decked out again as Obi-Wan.
That's very true. That's very true.
But that is on our Facebook page if you want, if you have not seen that, or check your local place you buy magazines for this copy of Entertainment Weekly before it's gone forever.
Wow. So I think what we decided to do, now that you know all the news we know, you may know more news than we know for all we know.
What will happen is the minute that we stop recording, then Disney Plus drops something else. Lucasfilms or Disney Plus drops something else. And then we don't have it in whatever episode, because that happens frequently with every podcast we've ever done.
It does, doesn't it? Oh my goodness.
It doesn't matter what the topic is.
All the years we've done this.
Whatever it is.
Jeez. That's so true. We have decided that we are going to actually play the trailer, and we'll stop along the way and give you our thoughts. And it's been a while since I've seen this. So it's kind of a, almost a reaction piece in of itself.
I get goosebumps every single time. I'm not going to lie.
We'll try and keep it short, but I can't promise anything.
It's the music. It's the music. This is a minute 46 trailer. Let's see how long we can try it.
That's right. All right. You ready, Kim?
I am as ready as I will ever be.
I will probably pause very frequently. So, but I'm if okay I don't this. Stop, you just tell me, you just start talking.
I'll just start talking. It's fine.
Here we go.
Music is so good.
You know, this opening scene reminds me of like the opening trailer.
We made it 5 seconds, you guys.
But it reminds me of the opening trailer for The Last Jedi, where Rey was levitating the rocks. You just have the
right.
It's that same style.
It's the same feeling too, with the music behind it.
They focused on this kind of landscape, but we see Obi-Wan in the distance riding. God, what is that creature? It's like their version of a camel. It's like their version of a camel mixed with a skinless cat.
Don't pet that thing.
But anyways.
And we're just in a marketplace.
We lost.
A lot of imagery evoking the last, The Force Awakens too.
He looks as though, you know, and then there's this. He carries himself like the way that they show that, the tone in his voice of, you know, the war's done, we lost. The scenes of him also show, you know, a war beaten individual.
Yeah, sure. Before he got crazy, right? Alec Guinness's version of Obi-Wan was like, there's nothing else left for me. I lost a couple
screws.
I lived
in a cave by myself for a real long time. talking to Qui-Gon's Force Ghost.
What an interesting acting challenge too, right? To have your version of a character that was young and then and develop him into this other version of a character that you modeled after, been respected, and now you're much closer. Like, I mean, somewhere between 15 and 10 years away from that version of Obi-Wan.
Right.
Yeah, we see him.
Jason paused it on a great scene where he's looking to this moisture farm.
Yeah, looking down at the Lars homestead, which seems to have more moisture evaporators than I remember them having in A New Hope.
Well, maybe when they got older, you know, Uncle Owen had to pull back because they didn't have enough help to farm it all.
Yeah, that's why they were buying the droids.
This is when the farm was. Yeah, this is when the farm was booming.
This is what a booming moisture farm looks like, guys. So prosperous.
So we see who's probably, you know, Owen. And then there's this kid.
flying a something. The guy's little space goggles. I mean, this is like, I mean, I thought about this multiple times. There has been so much. How do I say this? This the prequel trilogy, right? Episodes 1, 2, 3. When those came out, there was the fan divisiveness always, right? Oh, these aren't nearly as good as the originals. And so much work has been done over the 20, shoot, that's a long time, 20 years those films have come out to make the classic trilogy and the prequel trilogy feel like they're part of the same universe. There's a lot that was even done in Rogue One, the Solo film, Rebels and the Clone Wars. There was a lot in the Clone Wars that really harkened to the future. There was a lot in Rebels that harkened past. And I think that I do believe that is what at least Filoni and John have kind of taken upon themselves is if Disney needs to recognize and honor the sequel trilogy, how do we make that trilogy still is struggling to find an identity with the current, even though some of the names and the people are the same. There's still a big disconnect because the 30-year time jump, it hasn't felt cohesive, and this there's so much imagery already that is tying this to Rey, like tying it forward to some of the imagery we see here, just with him in the goggles and trying to fly the spaceship.
Well, I felt like but this is very young Anakin to me as well.
That's also very true.
I feel like it ties the two of them. Yeah.
All right.
And he's just checking in on his little guy.
Stay hidden.
Of course, we have to have Duel of the Fates come back.
One of the best musical pieces to come out of all of Star Wars.
To hunting Jedi. This patience.
So that is Palpatine, right?
That's who I thought it was.
So, but
we don't hear the Inquisitor speak, so it could be this live action version of the Inquisitor.
It could be. That is very true. So here's my narrative context for anybody who's kind of new to Star Wars lore. Star Wars Rebels introduced these characters called the Inquisitors, which were kind of their background and history is not fully fleshed out, at least not that I'm aware of, but Palpatine did basically steal Force-sensitive children and would train them. He'd also convert some people, but train them in the ways of the Force. They weren't actually Sith, because there's only two in the Sith, but they were like Force-trained exterminators in a way. And their whole purpose was to kind of finish what Order 66 started, was to get rid of any potential threats, basically, to them. So what we're seeing for the first time in live action are Inquisitors, which makes a ton of sense because this is when they were most active, was during this period of time.
And I feel like there was one in particular that we dealt with most of the time in Clone Wars, right? Is that the one that Jason Isaacs voiced? Or is that somebody else that voiced him? I know a lot of people wanted Rebels? Jason Isaacs to be the... Yeah, to be the Inquisitor in this live action, and they went with somebody else, which is totally fine.
The Grand Inquisitor? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, the Grand Inquisitor, I guess, is who I'm thinking about.
There's also the Seventh Sister was a big one that we saw quite a bit from, but I don't think we're going to see a lot of her. I doubt we'll see her here.
Well, and that was also in the... We got another taste of one of the sisters in the video game.
Oh, okay. Maybe.
When I did see somebody calling for Jason Isaacs to be this grand, like, because he has a similar facial structure and stuff like that.
Jedi cannot help what they are.
That's not Palpatine.
No, that one's not. But I think it's a different voice than the last one. There is this... We get a couple scenes. There's this one inside, I guess, some sort of Inquisitor meeting room or whatever. We see their circular lightsaber, lightsaber blade things. A lot of the fans are calling for them, hoping that we see them do the lightsaber helicopter thing.
Ooh.
I don't know. I always thought that was such a weird gimmicky thing.
Yeah.
But their lightsabers are so bizarre. We definitely have this Inquisitor who seems to be kind of the focus of this particular episode, is mm-hmm. African American woman. I'm not sure what actor is playing her.
I think that this is mentioned more in that actual Entertainment Weekly,
mm-hmm.
Because it does actually give her character's name. So she is the main antagonist in this. That's what they're saying. She's the main antagonist in this story.
Oh, okay.
So this is, we're going to see a lot of her. She's our baddie, which is pretty cool. I think we've only other, again, the only other time that we've seen, well, no, she wasn't an Inquisitor. She was an officer, I think. And that was another video game reference. Was that Inden?
I think I know what you're talking about.
She was a card in Star Wars Destiny. I can tell you that. Jason, I can't find the thing to tell you about the stuff, what her name is.
That's fine.
But it is referenced in that Entertainment Weekly article that she is.
She is the big bad.
A lot of her. Yep. I will continue to search while we watch more of this.
I think it's the first time we've seen an Inquisitor that at least presents human. I don't know if she actually is human, but like every other Inquisitor we've seen has definitely been an alien species or alien race. Not saying it's, I mean, just interesting.
I didn't think about that. You're right. I had not thought about that.
Just, I don't know.
Anyway. So her name is Reva.
Reva is her character name.
It's her character name. And the actress playing her is Moses Ingram, who was also in The Queen's Gambit.
Okay. That name does sound familiar. Very cool. All right. Moving on.
Their compassion.
Oh, no. They're hanging people. Yeah, she's creepy. So I love that this is my, I knew Ewan McGregor was playing Obi-Wan. Like, we knew that was going to happen, right? But for some reason, having the prequel actors for Owen and Beru, seeing them in this trailer ties mm-hmm. it all together for me. Like, this is like, okay, we're here. So I love seeing.
This was really nice.
I love seeing, and his name escaping me. I mentioned another podcast I guessed it on, but.
Is the actor's name?
The actor name who plays Owen
Joel,
Mars. Yes.
Joel Edgerton.
Joel Edgerton. Yeah. Having him come back. We're going to probably see a lot of him in Obi-Wan. Like, that. There's been some stuff in comics of kind of him and Obi-Wan. Like, they talked a lot more frequently than the movies let on. But you mm-hmm. kind of, you see that relationship develop between them. Like, you know, I want to protect Luke, you know, that kind of thing. So I think we'll see that conversation or some of that conversation happen here that really will show how probably I think it's always been known that Owen respects Obi-Wan, but is very fearful that he's going to do to Luke what happened to Anakin.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't want to see that happen. So from Luke's perspective, he respects Obi-Wan a lot more than he lets on, because he knows that Obi-Wan is watching over them, has saved them from local trouble, probably mm-hmm. this kind of trouble that's going to, you know, this is a much bigger trouble, but.
Yeah, because she's looking for, one, the guy who's protecting them, as well as maybe they don't know about Luke. I don't know. I feel like the Inquisitors wouldn't necessarily know about Luke at this point.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's also, this idea is the line in A New Hope where Vader says, last time I was but the learner, but now I am the master,
mm-hmm.
has always referred to their fight on Mustafar. So some mm-hmm. people are, some are wondering, is this going to now, you know, be kind of retcon to say that they're going to have this big fight here? Like, is Obi-Wan's presence on Tatooine going to be known? Are they going to be able to find him? Because Tarkin thought Obi-Wan was dead.
Right.
But we don't know why he thought Obi-Wan was dead. We assume that he thought that Obi-Wan got caught up in Order 66, because mm-hmm. that's what it may look like in Revenge of the Sith.
Right.
But anyways, maybe we'll find those answers and more as we play.
I hope so.
I've made it 57 seconds into this trailer.
I'm so proud of me.
Betrayal.
Where is... I want to know where that city is.
The Jedi code is like an itch. He cannot help it. Where is he?
So we have the spinning lightsabers. I know there's been a lot of talk about
it
the Grand
spinning.
There's been a lot of talk about the Grand Inquisitor. I think we had a very similar conversation with Cad Bane. The transition from animation to live action. I know there's also in this discussion that his species has been seen in the prequels trilogy already.
Okay.
Basically, people want him to have a taller, pointier head.
Yep.
And you know what?
Yeah, this guy has a much rounded cranial than what we've seen these species depicted of having. Maybe he's just a big headed guy. Maybe all those heads come in different sizes, just like ours.
Y'all can just deal with it. Enjoy the story.
This is definitely somewhere else,
right? And this is an interesting idea that Obi-Wan is going away from Tatooine, with his idea of we got to lead. They don't want him to discover Luke, right? So he's got to kind of, his charge is to protect Luke, and if that means he has to draw these folks out somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
And even though Ariva is the big bad, we're getting a fairly strong presence of Inquisitors. At least four different mm-hmm. ones have shown up. Shootouts.
Always fun.
Do you think
Hope survives?
You think Andor will show up in this one?
Who?
Andor? Cassian? No, it's Cassian? It's 10 years. No, it's too early, I think, for him to show up in this one for any relevance. You think Ahsoka will show up?
Maybe.
That would be cool. I doubt it.
If it's anywhere, it would be on this other planet.
Oh yes, and then 10 seconds of the logo.
Well, and that's Vader breathing in the background.
It's Vader super breathing.
Faint, but I there mean, is Vader breathing in the background.
Yeah, and we know this is just a trailer, right? This is just a trailer, so the music selection is not necessarily 100% indicative of the show itself. We know that George Lucas has been tasked with the theme. I don't know what theme he's creating, but they've said he's creating the theme. He's not writing the whole soundtrack.
Writing music for the, yeah. Well, and to me, though, for them to pull back to prequel music shows me that they're trying to tie this to prequel things.
Right. Right. That's
where and like you said earlier, is to make the prequels seem more relevant and more, you know, get more people. I mean, I saw them when I was in high school in the theater. Mm-hmm. And so those were my first Star Wars to be able to see in a theater. So I have a connection to them, but there is a different generation. I would say the one that came after me who probably haven't paid much attention to the prequels. I'm not saying everybody's like that, but
oh sure.
But you've seen the OGs and then you've seen the newest stuff and the prequels, and everybody tells you not to watch it because there's Jar Jar Binks in it and it's terrible and don't watch it. It has its challenges with some George Lucas trying to write dialogue, not his strong suit, but the music and the prequels is outstanding and there's still a good story there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Every movie.
I am super jazzed about this series. Yeah. One, I love Obi-Wan Kenobi. So, I don't know. I'm wondering if this will make my love of Obi-Wan Kenobi trump my love of Han Solo. I don't know yet.
Well, I mean, Solo diminished your love of Han Solo, so.
It did sting it a little bit. Now, they do keep saying, now he will be in this. Disney, it is continued to be rumored that he's going to show up somewhere.
Solo?
Well, they keep saying that they've gone under, that Harrison Ford has signed some sort of agreement to appear in something somewhere.
That's interesting.
But it could be so many things.
Yeah, too bad actors' contracts aren't public. But again, I guess we know everything.
Right? so it's hard to say it won't be this. It's not the right. He would be far too young.
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's the other thing. We are shy 2 months away from Star Wars Celebration, which mm-hmm. it's been a while since we've had one, and we are due for some cinematic news too, because
mm-hmm.
there is, you know, for a while rumored, you know, half a dozen movies in the pipeline, and we've heard like nothing about them. Even the investor summaries and recaps and all the stuff that Disney's put out has not mentioned anything about feature films for Star Wars. And I know they're putting a lot of their money in Disney Plus, and
that's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, right now Disney Plus is the cash cow for them because the general populace is still not going back to the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. You still have AMC. Yeah, I saw a local AMC like sending me emails like, "Do you want to rent out a whole theater?" I'm like, "Are you available the opening night of Multiverse of Madness? Because I might be interested."
Right. Yeah. So it's still Disney Plus is their cash cow right now. Mm. They're pouring a lot of their efforts into that because it's their best chance of making back some COVID expenses.
But at the same time, are they taking more risks with it? It's easier for them to do more.
They're oversaturating things with it.
Well, there's that. But they also get used to, like, I don't go to Disney Plus every week for something right now. I'm waiting for Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But
yeah, I think I'm not. Star Wars is somewhat saturated. Is somewhat starting to get there, but they're making the stories different enough that I don't feel oversaturated with it. I feel differently about Marvel. I feel oversaturated with Marvel.
Oh, that's fair.
That there are so many characters and so many stories coming out in Marvel that I can't keep track of all of them anymore. Is what it feels like.
Well, you just and maybe do it too much. You need to watch the shows.
Yeah. And maybe that is because I'm a Star Wars fan first, and then Marvel comes further down the nerdy pipeline. And so I'm more invested in Star Wars, and so I know more about those characters, so that it doesn't feel like I'm having to learn 27 new characters.
It's true.
But they're just making more stories about the ones that I already knew. Marvel is bringing out stuff about superheroes I've never heard of before, right, unless I was deep into the comics.
Well,
but I'm super stoked, and we get this May 24th, which is the anniversary of the release of A New Hope in theaters. Because I think a lot of it, well, why not May 4th? Why not May 4th? But I like this homage instead.
Yeah, this will be good. I'm excited. You probably won't hear from us unless something really bizarre happens. You probably won't hear from us until that first episode drops. We're going to do our best to get our thoughts out to you on each episode within a week's time of the episode dropping, barring our individual worlds falling apart.
Right. Right.
But we are very excited about Obi-Wan. And
everything else coming to Disney.
Absolutely. I mean, the words about Lando and Andor and the Rangers of the New Republic.
Andor we are getting this year, right? Andor we are getting this year.
Andor is late 2022, so I do believe Andor is probably the next show after this. And then we should be getting season 3 of Mando in Christmas time. So not too much Star Wars, but enough to keep us interested.
I mean, that's still 4, right?
I mean, it's still 4.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're trying to keep up with Marvel at the same time,
that's still
then
a lot. I don't have the capacity to keep up with Marvel.
Yeah, Moon Knight's coming out. You got to get with it.
I know,
but that's got that Oscar Isaac.
I probably
Isaac,
will watch right? because it has Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, yep. So good.
I'm a little more invested because it's Oscar Isaac.
Yeah, isn't that funny how we have these affinity towards these actors, but not towards their movies?
Mm-hmm.
Like. Daisy
in the
Ridley.
Golden Age of Hollywood, that's not how it was. In the Golden Age of Hollywood, like they kept an actor with one studio, and that's so that you would continue to follow that actor.
Oscar Isaac and Daisy Ridley and John Boyega, like they're so rooted in Star Wars, but yet we don't. You know, right now they're not doing a lot to try to promote rewatches of their film or anything about them. Honestly,
now Adam Driver, thank you very much, because it was gone out of my brain, has gone on to make, he's made a couple of different, he's had some success. He's, surprisingly enough, is able to not be typecast into a Star Wars role and is succeeding fairly well doing things other than Star Wars.
He's the new Harrison Ford.
I don't know about that.
I just saw Pedro Pascal in a new Nick Cage film.
Yeah.
I was like,
what else is Pedro in? I feel like he's in something else too coming up, and it has slipped my mind. But
that's so good. I mean, in a way, there's some of these Star Wars and Marvel roles have really springboarded people's career. I mean, look at Tom Holland.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well,
these movies that need you know, 30 or 40 different main actors because they got so many different characters to portray. They have to, they get to find these talents that now everybody else is like, oh, wow, that guy's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
I'm available for a screen test anytime anybody would like.
I don't think I would be very good.
I wouldn't either. I just want to do a screen test with them.
You could put me in a costume and I could play some kind of alien in Star Wars. I could pull that off. Okay.
You and I could be denizens of the next cantina.
There you go. Oh, hey, fun fact that I feel like you probably already know, but that I learned about the Galactic Star Cruiser.
Oh, yeah?
So I don't know. I think it's in the engine room that there are some particular initials carved, and I put in air quotes, marked on the wall of a particular couple, Star Wars couple.
Oh, yeah? I did not know this.
There is a Han and Leia Easter egg on the Galactic Star Cruiser.
Well, is that saying they took a cruise at some point in there?
I forget like where I don't remember where I just saw it this week, and I think it was stating honeymoon that but I was like, when would this ship have been around on their honeymoon? Like then now you're screwing with my timeline stuff. But apparently it does exist. I guess that means I will have to someday save up money and go on the Galactic Star Cruiser to find out.
There you go. Maybe.
Someday, when the prices come down, I will go on the Galactic Star Cruiser.
Well, I know we were all over the place with this, but hopefully...
All over. This was called the Star Wars dump from Jason and Kim's brain. That's the title of this episode.
Oh, I can retitle this episode. That sounds great.
But there's lots of fun things that we wanted to share, so that's why you got the brain dump.
And if you have any thoughts on this episode you'd like to share, please feel free to drop us an email at contact@waitingforab.com or find us on Facebook. Facebook at Waiting for Obi.
And be sure to join us next time, maybe in May, maybe before that. Send Jason your hate mail about Back to the Future. And we'll continue our coverage of as we wait for Obi.
We'll see y'all again next time.
Bye.
You have been listening to Waiting for Obi, presented by The Chance Cube. Thank you for spending time with us today. We hope you join us again. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/waitingforobi. Until next time, may the Force be with you. This program is a Rogue One, not affiliated with Lucasfilm or the Walt Disney Company.